You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
With the US elections less than a week away, it pretty much brings to a close a very eventful year that has been the impact of political movements on a global markets. We've had more than 50% of the world's GDP going to the polls this year alone in one of the most historic election years that we've seen in history. And with all these changes and with all the adjustments that are happening in the political landscape, one has to wonder how those changes filter into the markets, into market decisions, and into investor sentiment. I'm joined on the line by Simon Skinner, who is the head of the global investment team at Allan Gray's offshore partner Orbis, to take a look at this and see if we can unpack this a little bit more. Good evening, Simon. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by taking a look at the markets and how the risk profile within markets has changed in this election year. I imagine this is the first time we've seen this many countries go towards the polls, and there have been leadership changes, but more than that, there have been policy changes and sentiment changes.
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for having me on. Look, I think you're right. I think there is a lot of things up in the air in the world at the moment, probably more so than many of the years we've experienced, you know, over the last decade. And yet the market seems to have taken much of this in its stride. If you look at what's happened to global stock markets this year, the performance has been unusually strong. So, you know, the benchmark might be up kind of close to 20%, which would be an extraordinary return, given that we haven't had a kind of market crash anytime in recent history. And, you know, if you look at the way the market is thinking about risk at the moment, you know, a lot of things seem to be taken in its stride. Let's say people are quite sanguine about a lot of the direction things could go in. And so actually, when we think about where the risks are they to the upside or the downside from here, we'd probably be a bit more cautious than the average market participant.
Simon, when we look at those risks, what are some of the implications of those risks for investors? I mean, As a portfolio management team, as Orbis, as Allan Gray, you guys see risk in one way. But as investors as well, there's a different outlook towards how the risk affects portfolios, how it affects decision-making within those portfolios. What are some of these possible impacts or implications of risk on investors?
So I think we need to be clear about what we're talking about when we talk about risk. At Orbis, we think the only real risk that investors should be concerned with is the risk of impairing your capital. So that, you know, over the long term, the real value of your hard-earned dollars, your hard-saved dollars, declines. That's the risk we're really thinking about. So we don't get involved in trying to think about the risk of any specific macro event or political event. It's really about what do the valuations of the securities we're invested in imply in terms of the future? And do we think that there is a sufficient discount to the value that we're paying today for those securities to shield us from the risk of losing the real capital, the real value of our capital over time? And so when we look at the market today, we see that the valuations of the overall market are extremely rich. So if you look at the global stock market, we look at a number of indicators which suggest that the markets are priced at about its 90th percentile versus history. That means that only about 10% of the time is the market more cheaply priced. And so if you think about where market valuations might go from here over the long term, it's much more likely to be down than up. And so that creates a risk for us. And so we want to be very mindful of the overall level of valuations in the market when we're thinking about how to select securities for our clients and how to position our portfolios. And I think investors with us and with other managers should be mindful that this is an unusually risk-tolerant environment, which does create some potentially negative scenarios in the future for those with a long-term horizon.
Simon, are you saying that there are some markets globally that you might be feeling might have stretched valuations that might have run a little too hot, and that has you concerned when looking at what the future could potentially hold?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I wouldn't say there are some markets. There are many markets that look like that. And so, you know, we try to be students of history, and we try to take a long lens when looking back and understanding what the future may hold. We can see that valuations are normally much lower than they are today. Across a wide range of securities in a wide range of markets. And so that gives us pause for thought and makes us a little bit cautious. But I think it really does set up the scene well for a firm like Orbis, which is, you know, we don't invest in all markets globally. We have a very targeted bottom-up approach of trying to find those idiosyncratic securities which don't have those valuation risks embedded in them. And so when we look at the opportunity set that we see today on a global basis, we can see that although the majority of stocks are, we think, expensive and have valuation risk, actually there are pockets of value that are very interesting. So we would say maybe something like 20 to 30% of stocks globally might be considered kind of fairly depressed and so forth, therefore have some good upside potential in the medium term, which actually creates a lot of hunting ground for a firm like Orbis to go bottom up and identify some of those opportunities, which wouldn't be obvious to somebody if they were just focused on the biggest names in the global stock market. So some of the big technology stocks, for example.
Simon, how does that bottom-up approach line up with the potential for a US-led global recession? At the moment, we are kind of pricing soft landings and having those conversations. But the reality is, and as you alluded to, as students of history, there are so many indicators pointing to the fact that we're going to see a recession. If that is an environment that is to play out, how is it then beneficial to be sitting as the contrarian with that bottom-up approach?
So we're not in the business of forecasting macro. So I want to be very clear on what we're not trying to do. That's incredibly hard, and it's not what we're really set up to do. However, we do bear in mind that the macro is unpredictable and the world can be volatile, and so you need to be in opportunities that can weather any storms that are coming, and that could be both through a resilient business model or even a counter-cyclical business model, and being in areas of the market which are so unpopular that sentiment can't really get much worse. And so when we're thinking about, this broad market environment we're looking at today, if we can find opportunities where both the fundamentals and the sentiment is already quite poor, there seems to us to be much less downside than in some of the areas where, people are expecting some kind of soft landing or good macro outcome. And they're thinking, the business is already seen in a favorable light. And I think that's where probably the biggest risks are at the moment.
It all comes down to assessing those opportunities and making a compelling case for the opportunities and for your investment portfolios. We'll leave it at that. Simon, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Simon Skinner, the head of the global investment team at Allan Gray's offshore partner Orbis, joining us to reflect on the global markets and the opportunities that might present themselves in light of all the developments that have taken place.
This segment was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.